Hey, good people. Happy Wednesday. Today is August the 23rd. I just want to talk a little bit about therapy and the affordability of therapy. A lot of times I hear people say, I really want to see a therapist, but I can't afford it. Yes, you can. You can definitely afford it. If you have insurance, whether it's Blue Cross Blue Shield, Cigna, Aetna, United Healthcare, and Better, whatever, if you have insurance, you most likely, 100%, probably 99.9% sure that most insurance plans have mental health coverage. So what you want to do is you want to look on the back of your insurance card. You want to call member services and you want to ask about your mental health benefits. Ask about the coverage. Now, copays do vary. You know, some people may have a copay of $25. Some people may have a copay of $30. Some people may have a copay of $60 or $70. It just really depends on the policy that you choose. But it really doesn't matter, because don't you get your hair done? Don't you get your nails done? Don't you go to the movies? Don't you do other extracurricular activities? Don't you buy yourself food, right? Don't you travel? So I'm saying all this to say is that we spend money on everything else, right? But when it comes to our mental health, sometimes we tend to neglect that and put that on the back burner. But I'm here to tell you that your mental health matters, okay? Don't continue putting your mental health on the back burner, okay? I can't stress this enough, y'all. I can't stress it enough. We spend money on what we want to spend money on. What I'm saying is just prioritize your mental health, okay? And a lot of times, you know, we can't talk to family. We need someone that's non-judgmental, someone that's going to take a more unbiased approach. Someone that's just going to look at things from the outside, right? And just help you navigate everything, help you navigate those waters, help you navigate whatever you're going through in life, right? Sometimes family, they have a tendency not to be able to help you with that, because family, they're more biased. They're more judgmental. Family, they're more subjective. Therapists, we're more objective, right? So we can assess your situation. We can unpack your situation without all of the emotion in it. And I'm not saying that therapists are emotionless, because we do have emotions, but to be able to effectively help you, we have to take a more objective approach. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about that today, and I hope everyone is doing well, and make sure that you are getting your self-care in every day, daily. Every single day. What self-care for me may not be self-care for you, right? So just evaluate what makes you feel good, right? Nurture yourself. All right. Peace and love. You guys have a good one. Bye.